Welcome to The Writer's Block, a podcast for writers by writers, providing you with a great resource and community. Here are your hosts, Abel, Amber, and Julie.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Writer's Block. Today we are recording episode 12, where we're talking about to edit or to revise. That is the question. Today's moderator is Amber. So Amber, why don't you take it away?
Today I wanted to talk about editing versus revising. A lot of people don't know the difference when it comes to their novel, but I just wanted to see which one might be better for your novel. But before we get started, let's go ahead and throw it over to a word from our sister podcast.
Hey, Writer's Block listeners, this is Kat and Butch from the Cloak and Dagger podcast, where we talk about all things related to Marvel's Cloak and Dagger.
Yes, I am the know-it-all Cloak and Dagger expert, and Kat's the actual talent on the show. If you're having Writer's Block, don't forget to tune in to the first season of Cloak and Dagger on Freeform. We'll be right there with you with weekly recap and reaction episodes on our podcast.
Well, the first episode of Cloak and Dagger premieres on June 7th. The first two episodes of our podcast are out now, so be sure to check us out on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, pretty much anywhere you can find podcast audio. And also make sure you follow us on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Your support and interaction is always appreciated.
Especially if you're a comic book lover.
And who doesn't like comic books? Those have writers too, right?
Exactly.
The Cloak and Dagger podcast, out now.
Until next time, guys, this has been Kat and Butch. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Welcome back. And I also wanted to tell you guys we have some really great news. We're going to be doing a live show where we plot a novel live with you guys. So check out our Twitter, The Writer's Block Podcast, for details and information about where that's going to be. That will be taking place on October 27th, so definitely check that out. So let's go ahead and get into this podcast, which is editing versus revising. Which one do you choose to do for your novel? All right, so I definitely have to do a lot of revising on my novel before I do editing, because I have to do both. So what do you guys think is editing versus revising? How do you take that difference on your side?
Julie, do you want to go first?
I can, sure. So for me, editing is doing the specifics. I'm doing grammar. I'm checking my sentence structure. I'm checking for continuity. Revising is where I feel like there are parts of my plot, parts of my story, parts of my characters that are not quite right or need some help. So revising for me is changing different parts of the story, changing plot characteristics and or motivations. It's more about I interchange revising and rewriting for different sections as opposed to editing, where I'm happy with where my story is. It just needs to be cleaned up. And then I treat revise as almost like a rewrite of certain sections or certain portions that need a little bit of work.
Okay. I'm very similar. Editing is more, I'm looking for a lot of like plot holes. I'm looking for, I have a big tendency to call people the wrong name. You know, I'm like, that's John. And then chapter two, I'm like, there was James. So I look for a lot of stuff like that. And then revising is more just like just as an example, I'll read a sentence and I'm like, I'll kind of just reword a sentence, or I'll take out a word, or I'm like, just small. I guess revising to me is like a light edit, like a very light edit where I'm just reading it very fast and whatever I pick out, you know, kind of just stands out, I fix really quickly. Whereas edit, it kind of takes a little bit more work. I have to have highlighters and pens and post-its, and because it's all over the place, you know, so that's kind of what the two are for me.
Yeah, for me too. I think I use revising and rewriting kind of interchangeably. So being a pantser, a mostly pantser, I'm getting a little bit better about plotting, but I tend to take up 10 to 20,000 words just trying to figure out my character's motivation, where my story is going, and what's even happening. So then usually at that point, I keep going forward with the direction I finally chose. But then, of course, when I'm done with that first draft, I'm going to have to go in and completely rewrite the beginning to match the second piece of it. Have you guys had to do huge rewrites or huge revisings on any of your novels?
Isn't Julie doing one?
Yes, I am. I finished like a 107,000 word novel and then realized I didn't like it. So I'm currently fully rewriting that, and I'm about 58,000 words into that rewrite. So that for me, though, is more than a revising. That's like a complete scrap and rewrite kind of a situation. But I have had, especially in the current draft, situations where I'm trying to rework the new direction, and I know I have notes in my Scrivener file where it says, flesh out this character relationship with X, or fill in this scene, or make sure that we have a link between this plot point and this plot point. It should be in this section, and it's just not written yet, but there's notes there for me to write it. For me, when I get to the end and I type that the end and I go back for revising and editing, for me, filling in those gaps that I have notes where I have to fill in, that's a revising. That's like a rewrite, revise versus an edit. So I do know that I will have some of that this time around. What I'm currently doing, I would consider like way more than a revising, because I started from square one again in a very different direction. But I do know that I will have to do more of like a revise / rewrite when I go back to do edits, because I have certain areas where I know there's plot holes that need to be filled in. I just haven't gone back to do them yet.
Yeah, and also for me, revising is small things. Like if I am writing and I can't think of a name for a restaurant, or I can't think of a street name, I'll in all caps write like enter street name here, or random street name, or random person, random restaurant. And so as I'm rereading to revise, I catch those like things. I'm like, okay, and I'll sit there and think of a restaurant name or a street name, because I don't want to get caught up while I'm writing trying to spend 20 minutes just like, oh, I can't think of a street name, so well, I'm stuck in my book, you know. So I just like, well, when I go to revise, I fix things like that, where again, an edit is more of a I'm looking for the big mistakes that I make. A lot of edit. Also, I'm editing out things that I use a lot. So, rolling her eyes, rolling his eyes, clearing their throat, filler words, as we call them. This is more as things that I change in an edit, and revise is just for like the lighthearted kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I think as from like my editor standpoint, editing for me is like the grammar, sentence structure, the repetition, all of those kinds of linguistic things. And then revise is anything where I have to rework plot or character, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think that it's possible for people to completely write a book and never have to revise anything, that they're good with everything and just go right into edits? If you guys need to join our Patreon, because you can see Julie emphatically shaking her head no right now.
No. There's no way, because just like Abel said, I mean, I can't tell you how many times there's just like a solid line where I know I have to fill in a last name that I just don't feel like trying to come up with a last name right now, or a teacher's name or a professor's name or a class that they're at. Like, which class are they at right now? I don't freaking know. And I'm not stopping to work out her college schedule, you know, like I'll come back and I'll do her itinerary another day. There's just certain times where you're writing where you're not going to stop to fill in those details. And I don't know anybody who can reach that the end portion of a novel with all of those tiny little stops. If you've got to stop to research something every time a situation like that comes up, you're, God bless you. But I don't think it happens. I don't think it happens.
Yeah, I think that revising is meant for things like that. Like, if you get stuck on a person's name or a hair, you want to give someone a hair color, be like, I don't know their hair color. I don't know their name right now. Just insert name. Or, you know, even sometimes with certain parts of the story, I'll put like, you know, she was talking to, and then I'll be like, you know, I'll describe the character. I just can't think of his name. So later I go back and look up the character. I'm like, oh, she was talking to so-and-so. So I don't know. I can't imagine someone not revising. I don't know. Like, if you have done that before, let me know, because what are your secrets? Like, I don't understand. What am I doing wrong?
No, I don't think, because even like Abel, you've said before it took you 5 years to write your one book because you edited after each chapter. But then even still, you're going back to edit and revise each chapter as you go, which is insane. And nobody should do that. Mm-hmm. But if you did do it that way, you're still at least in some way going back and doing that as you move forward. Like, there's no way to not do that.
Yeah.
So we're all in agreement that we put notes for each, you know, for our things that we don't want to go back and do. We'll revise it later. Have there been times that that's come back to bite you, like in the rear end? There's one specific reason I'm asking this is because we had a previous discussion. If you haven't checked it out, check out one of our previous podcasts about writing applications. But in Scrivener, sometimes your formatting doesn't necessarily translate when you print it. And so I had a character in the book I wrote previous to the one I'm working on where I didn't know the name of a certain character. So I wrote in Scrivener, him in capital letters marked red with quotations around it so I would know. Well, when I printed, it was just big. No color change, no quotation marks. And Julie read it and said, why do you say this so weird? Like, oh, and then I gave it to him. I did not even remember that because I didn't go back and do the revisions the way that I should have done. Mm-hmm. Has anything like that ever happened to you guys?
I think I definitely had a couple times, especially in Scrivener when you export. The exporting can be really weird with formatting, where I had, like, format this so it looks like text messaging where there's, like, text on each side of the page. And I had done it in Scrivener, but it hadn't exported that way. Export it, like, all on one side, and things that I had italicized were no longer italicized. There was some it was so weird.
That is the worst.
It's the worst. It's the actual worst. Or I would have I would have like something highlighted and be like, what's his name? And I'd highlight it and the highlighting didn't print, you know, something like that, where it would just be like the sentence would read almost completely as if like the character was like, and what's his name? And she was like, that's so dismissive to this character. And I'm like, I didn't mean it.
I hate whenever I use the italicizing a lot. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're good.
Oh, okay. So I italicize a lot for like inner thought, you know, like inner thought from my characters, like they're talking to themselves or inner thought. And I hate when it prints out. I'm like, God damn it.
It's always underlined instead of italicized.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It makes me bananas. But I do think that I think it can come back to bite you if too often you're saying, fill this in, because some of those scenes that you write when you go back to fill things in can then influence future actions. So it can be difficult to have scenes or information or character interactions that are put in too late because there's a trickle down effect in relationships, you know, or in plot and in setting. So I try not to do it too often, or if I do it, I know pretty much what I'm going to go back and write so that I can continue forward without worrying too much about the butterfly effect of it.
So what advice would you give to a writer that is getting caught up because they feel like their novel is going to need so much revision when they're still in the middle of writing their first draft? What kind of, you know, advice would you give to them?
Don't worry about it. Honestly, you can't. I think that when it comes to edit versus revise, I think you're going to have to do both. There's just naturally going to be both of those things that you do. And no matter how much you feel like you have a clean copy to go into the end with, there's going to be both of those things that you need to do. And I have tortured myself over writing the cleanest first draft possible, only to realize that regardless, I had to do a ton at the end. So there's going to be work to do when you finish that first draft regardless. And the best thing to do is to get, even if it's sloppy, get that first draft out. And then you can work from there and you can edit and you can perfect. But really, honestly, there's so many people that never get that first draft finished that I encourage you to not sweat the small things and just get that first draft done. And then you can go in and fill in once you have the full arc of your story. You can go in and fill in where it needs to be filled in. So don't let the fear of how much you have to edit or revise at the end of your project stop you from finishing it. Just get it done.
I agree. I think it's funny. We just recorded an episode before this one talking about what do you do after your first draft. And I think that it's important that you don't let revising or editing be like an inner demon like it was to me in my first book 5 years. Because in my second and third book, both I published both of those in a year. It took me, I think it was like 4 months to write one, another like 3 months to write the other. So I published two books in a year, whereas it took me 5 years to do one. So I, like Julie says, just write it out, do it. Even if you do placeholders, like, you know, insert restaurant here, later on you're going to catch up. Because even if you try to write the cleanest draft possible, there's going to be errors, there's going to be mistakes, and you're going to have to fix it. And even after all that's said and done, you're still not done after your first draft is done and it's with its editor and it's published, or you're queer, you know, trying to get an agent. No matter what, you're still not done with that first book. You're never really done with your book. So if you didn't know that, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. You'll never be done with your book.
No. Yeah, I agree. And I think that if you're a new writer, especially if you've never actually finished the first draft and get caught up in, oh my God, I have to revise so much. I'm glad that now we have like this podcast and their social media where you can actually connect with other writers so that you know that it's normal. Mm-hmm. It's totally normal to have to revise sometimes the entire thing. Like Julie was talking about, a complete rewrite of her book. Another person that has to completely rewrite their first draft from scratch was V.E. Schwab with her Vengeful book that's coming out. And she's published, what, like 12 books or something at this point? And she still has to completely rewrite books sometimes. So don't let it hold you up. Push past it. Keep going. You can deal with it later. And I'm so glad that we're doing this podcast so that new writers can have the courage to just keep going.
Mm-hmm. And or even seasoned writers. You know, you look at somebody like V.E. Schwab and you think that, you know, maybe she felt like she shouldn't have to rewrite, you know, or something like that. Like there's no rules to writing. Whatever you feel like you need to do, whatever you term it, whether you call it rewrite, revision, whether all of that process that we're talking about today is editing to you, that's fine. Just know it's going to have to be done regardless. It's part of the process.
But I mean, that's all I had. Do you guys have anything else that you want to add to this topic?
Nothing. We got our point across. Just get the book done. Write it. That's it.
Yep. All right. You want to... How do we do the send-off? I forget.
I think we just remind everybody to join us on October 27th for the live stream. All details will be on our Twitter account, which is the Writer's Block PC. What is it? At... I forget what it is now.
Is it?
But we're really excited.
At the WB podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. At the WB podcast? Mm-hmm. Okay. And essentially what we're going to be doing is taking your feedback in the live chat room and plotting a story together. We're going to collaboratively plot a novel while we're all there together and see if we can take pieces from everybody's feedback and see if we can't put together an actual plot outline just for fun, to hang out and expand, try to work together on something. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So
definitely
yeah,
check it out.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to that. Again, that's October 27th. Kind of anxious to plot out a book, especially because Amber and I really aren't plotters. So that's it. We will talk to you guys then. Our next topic, I believe Julie is the moderator, and we will be talking about NaNoWriMo pros, cons, and some survival tips. We'll be talking to you about that in a couple of weeks. So we will talk to you next time, guys. Bye.
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 Thank you for tuning in to the Writer's Block. We hope you'll join us for our next show. And until then, remember, it's perfectly okay to write garbage as long as you edit brilliantly.